This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular consultation on patient Diaz, D-I-A-Z, first name Captain, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. The date of birth, October 13, 1968. Data evaluation, June 26, 2023. The referring physician, Dr. Joanne Fraino, F-R-A-I-N-O. The chief complaint, 54-year-old female with elevated blood pressure, HBI. The patient is a 54-year-old female with history of uncontrolled hypertension, period. She had been referred to the emergency room for evaluation where she had been found to be in supraventricular tachycardia with rates of 170 beats per minute, period. She was treated with medication and disposition to home, period. She was subsequently seen by her primary care physician, who then referred her for further cardiac evaluation, period. She has ongoing palpitations, but no specific provocating factors, period. Symptoms sometimes occur at rest, period. She reports rare chest discomfort, period. Past medical history, one UTI, next number supraventricular tachycardia, next number depression. Past surgical history, C-section times 2, next number left hip fraction, next number L5-S1 rupture, next number fusion complicated by infection, laminectomy, next number right meniscal tear slash repair. B, medications, metoprolol 100 milligrams one daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams one daily, losartan 50 milligrams one BID, escitalopram 20 milligrams one daily, prazosin 100 milligrams one HS, prazosin 5 milligrams daily, D. Review of systems, correction, the allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had hypertension and dementia, mother had CVA and hypertension, social history, patient reports cigars, but no cigarettes. She reports alcohol use, but no drug use. Review of system, unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 176/95, pulse 73, respiratory rate 20. Cardiac exam reveals a soft systolic murmur at the left. Parasternal border, otherwise unremarkable. The data review, EKG performed on June 26, 2023, reveals sinus rhythm 65 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave abnormality, period, slightly prolonged QT, period. The patient was referred for echocardiogram on June 27, 2023, revealed normal left ventricular size and function, left ventricular ejection fraction 62%, period, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, period, no regional wall motion abnormality, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. D. Estimated PA pressure systolic is 39 millimeters of mercury, period. D. impression. This is a 54-year-old female who was initially noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure, period. The metoprolol was discontinued and she was continued on amlodipine, period. Patient was further started on carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams BID, and losartan, 100 milligrams daily, period. On follow-up, comma, blood pressure is 138 less. Pulse 74, saturation 95%, period. The plan will continue amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, number 90, losartan 100 milligrams, one daily, number 90, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams, BID, number 180, Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.